County Executive Patty Dreyer with us right now. A couple of things happening in Portage County. First of all, Space and Properties Committee talking about a piece of property just to the north of the Annex building. What is that about?
Well, there are about 5.3 acres of land right next door to us in the County Annex building. And I want to reach for my county board packet here. Got all of that stuff handy. Right next door, we have this property available for sale. It's markedly reduced from what it had been years gone by. And Chair Jankowski of the Space and Properties Committee had made a presentation to the county board about where the Space and Props Committee has come now, having reviewed all of the past studies, gotten themselves a distilled list of some core concepts that they're committed to, like having a county campus that is, you know, co-locating facilities to make it more efficient to do our work on a daily basis, and for all the folks that can have a one-stop shop, if you would, for county government to do a lot of their different kind of business with county and one general area, at least for a good number of the services. Anyway, in all of that, they've committed to downtown Stevens Point being the place where they would commit to that county hub being for the longer term in our future. We're looking at, well, how are we going to maneuver within this area? You know, we've got parking issues. We've got needs, building needs. We will need additional space for a jail, actually a community corrections center kind of facility, because our existing facility is obsolete, basically. And we're going to have to take some next steps into our future. So anyway, the property's available next door, really. It's been available for quite a while. And the address is 1039 Ellis Street right here. It is the associated annex and warehouse facility. So anyway, that property, actually it's 3.53 acres. That property is proposed for acquisition by the county, for it would provide us with an opportunity for area for future growth.
Now, that'll also give you some transitional space if you do take on remodeling at the courthouse or any type of work at the law enforcement center, right?
Exactly. Right now, we know we've got millions of dollars of improvements to make in the courthouse. We've got plumbing issues. We've got HVAC issues. We've got elevator upgrades to make happen and so on. And the only way that you're going to be able to go about those kinds of infrastructure improvements is to move people out temporarily, at least most efficiently, to take care of these issues. Move them out temporarily, get those changes made so that then folks can come back in and not have their work, you know, be disrupted throughout the whole day. You certainly couldn't run courts, for example, upstairs, making sure all the jurors can hear and everybody can carry on these proceedings when you're, you know, drilling into the walls and improving all the infrastructure to our HVAC systems there, replacing windows and so on and so forth. So there's a lot to consider here. Certainly no specific maps or phases are clear yet, except that we know that the county board is committed to a community correction center being a priority in the new year. As you know, we've got to deal with issues where we've got safety and other kind of sanitation issues. We've got issues when our female population of offenders is growing, and how you have to classify prisoners and so on and so forth. So, you know, again, if you could say that 2014 has a theme that we can start to come into focus with here, it's going to be physical space planning and making some decisions, because we're not going to plan forever here. We're going to make some wise decisions, and that will set a course for Portage County for many, many, many years to come.
I understand that Space and Properties would like to get some public input by early January on one of these things. What's that?
That's right. On January 6th at 4:30 p.m., they have the next Space and Properties Committee meeting, and Chair Jankowski mentioned last night that he would like folks to make sure that they gave their inputs to the Space and Properties Committee members prior to that date, or to show up at that meeting and share their thoughts so that we could go ahead knowing, you know, that we're making the most advised decision.
Another big space in the county's property is the County Health Care Center. There is a lot to talk about there because of all the possibilities and the changes that may happen with not only how it's run, how it's laid out. It might be some building, might be some remodeling. What's the update on the County Health Care Center?
Well, our consultant that was doing an operational review of the center, a business modeling profile for the Portage County Health Care Center, a financial modeling kind of effort so that we would get a sense not only for what would make our business operation more sustainable in the short-term future, but also as far as we can anticipate a longer-term future for in a very dynamic world of healthcare, as you know. Anyway, the Portage County Healthcare Center report was delivered by Schenck last week in a public setting, in a public meeting of the Portage County Healthcare Center. We had folks from a number of other committees and other parts of our community who were present at that meeting. And it was a wonderful learning experience for all of us as we sat there and heard this report. At the same time, we know there's a lot to digest and there's a lot of folks that weren't able to be there. So in January, folks can, citizens can look forward to hearing about more opportunities to learn what this Schenck report, this operational review is all about, and get themselves informed so that they can advise decision makers on what their wishes are too.
Did you find in the Schenck report that there are some serious issues that you may not have seen or heard about that have you concerned about which way to go?
There were no surprises from where I sit, actually. There were no surprises for me in this report. But what I can tell you is that the business modeling laid out four or five options, I guess, would be the way to think about it. One is status quo. What happens if we don't make any changes and we go forward with, this was using 2012 budget figures? And anyway, so if we were going to go status quo, what would it look like? If we were going to remodel our existing facility, we had another consultant organization, Community Living Solutions, that looked at the physical facility and all of the other demands in the facility itself for serving in a nursing home and rehabilitative kind of setting. And so status quo or remodeling were the two options. And then also building a new 80-bed facility or building a new 100-bed facility. We're licensed for 100 beds. And our census is hovering around 85 or so these days. Anyway, so when they lay all of these options out, they did all of the conservative financial figuring, worked with our finance staff through it and others. And the status quo is not an option. That's the bottom line. That's the first thing for everybody to know. We know we've turned the ship and we've made it more sustainable than it ever had been in any recent history. However, it is still not viable for the long run without digging us multi-millions of dollars into the hole over the next short-term future. It's just not a viable option. Our operating costs are too great, and we don't have all of the attractions, I guess you would say, for the market of boomers that want private rooms, private bathrooms, and so on and so forth to really be able to continue to boost your census and keep it up there. So then you go to another option, remodeling. If we try to remodel, we can make some progress on the financial side of things. However, what we have is we would be reducing the numbers of beds while you remodel because you'll have to, you know, clear spaces. And so as you're trying to hold your business up, and really literally this is a business, as you're trying to hold your business up, what you have is a challenge with the noise, the discomfort, all the mess. And it just is very complicating. And at the same time, you'll end up still with long hallways, inefficient staff designs. You won't have the neighborhood centered or the circle pods of neighborhoods that residents will live in a resident-centered newer environment. This is the model of today. This is the model where people have better health outcomes as well. That option was laid out for us. And it's a possibility, but I don't place it among the top of the choices based on all the considerations. We'd still have to reduce our operating costs in that mix as well, or go to the 80 or the 100-bed new construction. Somewhere between 80 and 100 lies the answer. If you want my recommendation, after listening to all of this, working on strategic planning for almost 4 years for the Portage County Healthcare Center, it would allow us to create that new resident-centered environment, to streamline the operations that allows you to achieve staff efficiencies while you're still offering awesome quality of care at the bedside. And at the same time, we're going to have to make some other steps to reduce the operational costs that relates to staff wages and benefits, for example, as it was laid out here. It doesn't mean, though, that we need to, you know, cut it to the core, because if you do that, I can't imagine that we will have the quality of care that we need to have and that we owe the people who are users of our center to provide. So anyway, when you put that new center together and you've got the additional beds and you'll end up with the private payer mix and all of the attractions of today's long and tomorrow's long-term care market, then you have a great opportunity to be able to provide not just people who have private payer Medicare supports for their healthcare needs, but also those who have Medicaid situations where they are lower income, they don't have other resources in their own life, and they won't have anywhere else to go. To me, this is a way that when you put the right combination together, as we do today, we're able to provide an opportunity, especially at the end of life, for people who are taxpayers of Portage County all of their lives, to be able to have us give back to them and having a place for them to get awesome care at that time in their life.
So do you believe, based on the early studies, that the best option might be building new?
Yes. Again, between 80 and 100 beds, closer to 100, maybe between 90 and 100. We would have to continue to do the next level of work in order to make that happen. The model that was put together here is one that includes the financing aspect of the project. It's estimated to be about a $20 million endeavor to build a 100-bed option, and that doesn't include the cost of land, but we have Portage County land. So, I mean, we have some choices available to us. At the same time, it's proposed that Portage County, out of its reserves, would lend the money to the Portage County Healthcare Center, which is an independent enterprise, right? And then be able to have the Portage County Healthcare Center over years pay the county back at a 2%, you know, rate of interest. So that we've done this before for the other improvements of significant nature at the Portage County Healthcare Center. So there is a very positive, hopeful future ahead. We do have decisions to make so that we can actually start down the path and move through this. Everywhere I go, people in Portage County have said, we want to retain our Portage County Healthcare Center. And unless there's some big shift in all of that that comes up here, I plan to move forward to continue to support the wisest solution for a long-term sustainable medical healthcare design, and that is to construct a new Portage County Healthcare Center, at least as it looks to me right now, knowing what I know and hearing the reports I've heard, and again, listening to the people and looking at how we're going to have to streamline that operational cost, and this is the way to achieve that. We could repurpose our existing healthcare center then afterward. There are many options for that facility. There are lots of positive things about that facility, but it was built in the early 1900s, and we've, you know, done a lot of things to make improvements over time, but I believe it's time now that we look to a different design, a forward model for physical facilities that support tremendous healthcare at its forefront, and it's so important in people's lives to be able to know that we're doing the best that we can with the resources that we have to serve them.
What is next for the healthcare center and the various committees that are looking into all these complicated issues?
Well, okay, so we just got the report last week. We will continue to discuss the report as the Portage County Healthcare Center committee will, but we'll also hopefully be able to bring a presentation of the consultant and have it all videotaped and available online for folks to view at any time in their own lives. At the county board meeting in January is what my hope is. I'm not on the agenda. We haven't gotten on that agenda quite yet, but we're seeking that opportunity. Again, then it'll be videotaped and folks will all be able to get themselves acquainted with it because it's a very complicated report. And then from there, we're on our way to continue to hash out the details, and hopefully by March 1st, that's the goal, by March 1st we'll have a sense of direction from the county board in relation to which next doors do they want to open as far as pursuing pathways here. And that will chart us a course probably through the end of the year, making sure that we've got all the plans in place to be able to launch a that right path for all of us in the following year, it would seem to me.